Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you like to type, there's a long one for you, but the short one is jbsba.com. A little bit of small business heaven there at our website. Lots of things you can find to do and to read and to listen to and to get some information, some inspiration, and some encouragement. And it's all free thanks to our great sponsors and my fine organization. The folks who support me here do a great job for you, and I appreciate what they do. Francisco Valier, I'll say his name correctly here. Francisco Valier is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is an expert at marketing to the Hispanic community. He helps people with their advertising, their marketing, and their strategic plans for penetrating the Hispanic market, and which is, as you know, is an incredibly dynamic and growing demographic of our community. He's got a new book out along with his co-author Judy Mandel called "How to Win the Hispanic Gold Rush." He's our new friend, Francisco. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to be in your show.
Well, we're glad to have you here, Francisco. And first, let's remind people who might not know what is the definition of Hispanic. Let's make sure that we define that.
It's any person with background from Latin America or Spain.
All right. So it could be Puerto Rico. It could be Central America.
Yes, yeah, South America.
Mexico, South America, Spain. Anything.
Salvador, Argentina.
Right. But now, what about Brazilians? They speak Portuguese. Are they Hispanic?
They actually, if you can say, they're Hispanic, but officially they're not considered Hispanic.
Okay, I thought I'd see if I could catch you there, Francisco. And by the way, I've been to Brazil. It's a wonderful country. Now, talk to us about this demographic. Talk to us about the Hispanic community. It's really growing exponentially, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so everybody know. I mean, the Census 2000 reported huge numbers, but has been more impressive is the new reports that have come out every 2 years since the year 2000, and it has shown that Hispanics are growing much faster than expected. Indeed, almost 58% of the growth in the Hispanic in the total U.S. population in the past 4 years is the result of the Hispanic population growth.
Hasn't the Hispanic population overtaken the African American demographic in terms of a percentage of the population?
Yeah, that was actually since 2 years ago. Yeah, the Hispanic total 13.3% of the total U.S. population, which was much higher than the African American population.
Which I think has been pretty steady at about 12% for a number of years.
Yes, sir.
And what is the year? Do you know the year that white Americans are expected to become the minority in terms of numbers in America? Is it 2040?
It's 2040. However, Hispanic keeps on growing at the rate that we have discovered in the past 4 years. It may be a little bit sooner than that.
Right. Now, and of course, the growth in Hispanic population is not only in terms of new babies, but also in terms of immigration.
Yes.
And of course we have two kinds of immigration, right? We have the legal and the illegal.
Yes. Yeah. Both of those. What is important about this immigration into the United States from Latin American countries, especially from Mexico, is that this particular factor is going to influence the Hispanic population characteristics more than ever before. Because Hispanics are not adopting the English language as fast as other immigrant groups had done it. So, for instance, 90% of all Hispanic households use Spanish as the primary language at home.
What do you think about that, Francisco?
What is happening is, as a business entrepreneurs, we need to actually understand this well and realize that if we are going to reach this market, we have to do it predominantly in Spanish, except for the 11% of the Hispanics. They are highly educated. The rest have either high school. Only 57% of Hispanics have a high school diploma. But 32% of the whole Hispanic population don't even have elementary school completion. Elementary school completion.
So are you? So you're saying that if we want to be successful with the Hispanic demographic, that we need to make our products available and maybe even employees available to provide the Spanish language?
Yes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I emphasize in the book is that companies spend large amounts of money trying to reach the Hispanic consumer to buy their products, and some of them are successful on it. But the main problem that they have is they don't have support in Spanish to take care of the customers.
Mm-hmm. And you see that as the largest barrier right now, don't you, the language barrier
to
being successful with Hispanic?
Yeah, there are two main ones. One is the language, obviously, because we try to sell it to them using proven English language concepts and frameworks that mm-hmm. don't work very well with Hispanics because of the psychographic of the Hispanic group.
Right.
And the other one that goes together with this is the fact that many times we are trying to sell to Hispanics what we have to sell, rather mm-hmm. than trying to sell to them what they want to buy. If I can give you an example, a few years ago, the cable industry was really trying to sell digital products to Hispanics, and they were not successful.
Digital products. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, digital projects, products. They had 200 channels, 300 channels.
Right.
But Hispanics were interested, and I'm talking about Hispanics in general. Let me clarify that. Because Hispanics like myself, which is the 11% of the population, we're already in mainstream America.
Right.
But the 89% of Hispanics, they are the main consumers of products. They need products that are different.
Francisco, hold on to that thought. I want to come back to that right after these messages. We got to take a quick break, and we got some things to sell. Unfortunately, none of it's in Spanish. It's all in English. Stand by. We're going to take a quick one. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with Francisco Valle. Back is 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Francisco Valle. Let me spell his last name for you, ladies and gentlemen. Francisco, am I saying it correctly?
Yeah, Valle.
Valle, okay. But it's spelled V-A-L-L-E. That's how you, so if you're looking up his name on Google, or if you're looking to go typing his name into any of the search engines, any of the book-selling search engines, then it's V-A-L-L-E, pronounced Valle. And Francisco, tell us where your book's available.
Amazon.com, iUniverse.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Okay. You can order it at any bookstore.
How to Win the Hispanic Gold Rush, Critical Cultural, Demographic, Marketing, and Motivational Factors by Francisco Valle and Judy Mandel. And congratulations on your book, Francisco. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, I want to get you back again another day. I really want to talk about this language thing because I think that's a very important debate that needs to be had about the issue of having, the bilingual situation. But I want to come back another day and talk about that, just about that. What I want to talk about now is the problem with stereotyping. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we have a frame of reference about people based on what we know to be true. For instance, in America, we can tell where people is coming from based on their accent when they speak. So right. It can be from New York or from the Midwest or from California. So we have created the same thing with Hispanics. And we tend to believe, you know, that they are all low level of education, mm-hmm. right? They are all very poor, for instance, you know, and they don't follow directions very well because they don't respond to supermarket promotions, for instance, coupons, you know, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But in reality, you know, what we need to realize is that certain segments may be like that, but not all the segments.
Right.
And sometimes, for instance, they don't respond to coupons, not because they are the way, but the real reason is because they cannot read or write Spanish, forget about reading or writing English.
Mm-hmm.
So how we are approaching them, instead of doing that kind of thing, we should have demonstrations rather than spending a lot of money in couponing to Hispanics, for instance.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that if we want to attract the Hispanic demographic, we can't lump them into, you know, the same hopper with everybody else. We've got to find out what motivates them, how they're motivated, and how they understand the way ideas are presented to them.
Yes. Yeah.
And so how would let's take a small business. If you were consulting with a small business and pick something, it doesn't matter what they're selling, how would you advise them to, and let's say that their community, you know, some communities are really growing in Hispanic population. Maybe, you know, maybe they're in the, you know, they're well above the national average. And they see these potential customers walking by their storefront. What would you say to them to get those people to come in and spend money with a small business?
There are four things that small businesses, whether they're private or non-profit organizations, needs to do. One, as I mentioned before, is to offer culturally relevant services or products to Hispanics. So just because I am a small business and I've been very successful selling my product, for instance, to the general market, and now, because I see the opportunity in the Hispanic market, I'm going to be now successful selling to Hispanics if I just do it in Spanish. No.
Right.
The main thing it has to be is a product or service that Hispanics want to buy. As I said before, you know, Hispanics didn't want 200 channels of digital programming. They wanted a small number of channels in Spanish. DirecTV did that and some other satellite companies at very low prices, and they dominated the market.
Hmm.
Okay. So I'm just giving some examples of big organizations. So as they were saying before in the prior segment, you know, is you have to really understand the market and offer something to them that they have value. The other thing is if I'm going to go after this market, you know, I need to realize that am I going after the affluent Hispanics? They are in mainstream. Or I'm going after what I call that 89% of Hispanics, they are low level of education, and they are Spanish dominant.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going after the English affluent Hispanics, then I need to market to them in English, but I need to be able to do it in using Hispanic values, which are family, et cetera. You know, rather than just pure value. Economic value has to be the family, children orientation value.
Well, you know, Francisco, some people are saying, well, why would I want to do that? Why would I want to go to that all that trouble to have all the, you know, to have two different kind of marketing approaches? Well, folks, you don't have to. But the census numbers are a reality, and these folks are going to do business somewhere. So it's just, you know, it's an important thing for us to understand and to realize that this is what's happening in our country, and we can make that decision whether to focus on the different demographics or not. Francisco, I've got to wrap it up, so we're going to have to say goodbye for now. But I hope you'll come back again another day and help us and share some more of your important information with us.
Yeah, we'll be more than happy to do that.
Francisco Valle, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called How to Win the Hispanic Gold Rush. Adios, amigo.
Adios. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. See you later. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Jim Camp.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.